1. Nur für Erwachsene.
Auch an diesem Montagabend gibt es natürlich famose Live-Musik im Studio 1. Heute von einem Künstler, den es vom anderen Ende der Welt aus Australien nach Europa verschlagen hat, ob in Prag, Rom, Zürich oder eben auch in Berlin oder Hamburg. Als Straßenmusiker ist er durch alle Wetter abgehärtet, wenn man so will. Ein Folk-Troubadour, wie er im Buche steht, im wahrsten und besten Sinne des Wortes. Glorious Light heißt sein Album, das im nächsten Jahr veröffentlicht wird. Er veröffentlicht immer mal wieder Songs, aber es wird dann irgendwann einen richtigen Release geben, in dem es buchstäblich um Gott und die Welt geht. Wir sind sehr froh, dass er heute bei uns ist. Musketeer.
Hello, Marian.
Hey, Joseph.
Hello, people out there.
you speak some German. Don't be afraid.
Ich spreche ein bisschen Deutsch.
Yeah, you can wonderful sagen wundervoll, wunderbar. Ja,
wunderschön.
Ja. Yeah. Yeah. But we do the interview in English.
I think this is going to be quicker.
Okay. Also es geht ein bisschen schneller, obwohl er auch Deutsch spricht. You can, if I translate something wrong, you correct me.
Sure.
Okay. What brought you to Europe in the first place? I mean, you came from Australia.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're a troubadour, we know that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just traveling one country after the other, and finally you stranded here.
Yeah, well, I was doing music in Australia for a little while, and then one of my friends suggested that I should just travel the world and go busking and just play and take every opportunity that I could. So I got a ticket to London with no money and went there. And
okay.
And then the rest is...
Busking. The rest is busking.
The rest is a lot of busking.
Okay. Also ja, ein Freund von ihm hat ihm gesagt, mach doch einfach, zieh hinaus in die Welt und mach dort Musik. Und er landete dann zunächst in London und dann ging es immer so weiter. Also ja, ohne Geld und dann aber sich eben durchschlagen, im besten Sinne des Wortes, so wie Troubadoure es so machen. So, would you describe yourself as a restless person? Or did you become a restless person?
No, I think probably I am just restless.
Yeah.
And that's like something that I also had to process and deal with, well, throughout playing music or just in life.
Yeah.
But I just need to remember to just go to the sauna now and then everything's fine.
To what?
Go to the sauna.
The sauna?
Yeah, just go to just to a sauna. Like where the room in the steam is.
So ah, okay.
I don't know what the German word. Translation for sauna
me,
is.
Me neither.
Sauna?
Sauna? Die Zone. Ach, die Sauna. Ach, die Sauna. Ach so, okay. Jetzt habe ich verstanden. Sauna, okay. Ah, okay. Manchmal muss man in die Sauna gehen. Okay. Talking about your album, Glorious Light, it has been described as your most ambitious work, your most ambitious album so far. In which way? Also sein Album Glorious Light, worüber wir sprechen, aus dem wir auch was hören werden, wurde auch sein ehrgeizigstes Album bezeichnet. Was heißt das?
I think it's my most ambitious album because, I mean, it's just got more tracks, so...
So unromantic.
And there's more thought and just more work put into it.
Ah, okay.
And also like with the other EPs, they're just EPs, so they're less songs.
Ah, okay.
And it's a bigger project.
Ja, also dieses ehrgeizige oder ambitionierte Werk bezieht sich eher darauf, dass es sein erstes Album ist und vorher hat er schon EPs gemacht und das ist dann doch eine größere Arbeit und insofern, ich dachte eher so im Zusammenhang, I thought maybe it's because you explore so many different subjects and themes and maybe that's the ambition.
I mean, yes, but at the time I kind of was in the work mode and thinking just like this is a lot.
Ah, okay.
Also a lot of the songs kind of follow a theme like throughout the songs follow a theme and like making that all fit together and coherent is sometimes a difficult task, not just when it comes to recording, but just the writing process initially.
Yeah.
So, and I think with the albums before, like, they're very concept orientated.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is also kind of heavy in that concept as well. And linking everything together and doing that over, I think there's like 11, 12 tracks on it.
Yeah. So,
and making it sort of coherent.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just more so, and making that make sense.
Yeah. Also es ist natürlich, es steckt sehr viel Arbeit drin. Also einerseits natürlich die Songs zu schreiben, es so zu komponieren, dass es wirklich alles zusammenpasst. Dass es, er hat in seinen, mit seinen vorigen Alben auch schon Konzepte verwirklicht, also Konzeptplatten gemacht. Und hier ist es auch so, und es ist aber herausfordernder, weil es einfach ein größeres Werk ist. But concerning the subjects, the themes you're dealing with, it's you explore Christianity, mm-hmm. Roman and German mythology.
Yeah.
What was the thing that you, German mythology, what was about that interested you?
Well, there's a lot of, like, the last album I did was very heavy in sort of Nordic myths,
mm-hmm.
and that is linked together with the German myths as well, and they're all sort of the same, like,
yeah.
Odin is Woden,
yeah.
for instance.
Yeah.
And so these myths are quite tied together, and I guess naturally I sort of gravitated to sort of exploring more themes within like German folk tales and things
mm-hmm.
like this.
Ah, interesting.
Like the Wild Hunt, for instance, I just released a song called A Thousand White Horses, and that's like a big sort of theme that sort of runs through one of the songs and sort of linking this sort of things together.
Yeah.
I think I sort of gravitate towards themes of which are connected to the place that I'm in. So being in Hamburg or being in Germany.
Yeah.
And traveling around Europe, like, you kind of pick up, like, I kind of look for pieces to pick up and mm-hmm. put them in the songs.
Ja, also er hat sich schon früher mit, also wenn man jetzt über germanische Mythen spricht und so, was hier eine Rolle spielt, er hat sich früher schon mit nordischen Mythen beschäftigt und das, da gibt es ja eine Verbindung auch, ne? Also mit den die nordischen Mythen und die deutschen, germanischen Mythen, die gehören ja zusammen. Und wenn er an so einem Ort ist wie Hamburg zum Beispiel, dann gibt es so, gibt es Links einfach, sich damit zu beschäftigen und so einzutauchen in so Geschichten. Und das tut er auf eine sehr beeindruckende Weise. You recorded this album in Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
In a, I didn't know that there are studios in a former Stasi building. There is also ein ehemaliges Stasi-Gebäude in Weißensee. Das irgendwie wusste ich gar nicht, jetzt, dass es das gibt. Am Weißensee Rathaus ist so, das war früher eine Waffenfabrik offensichtlich.
Yeah.
That there are studios. So I thought maybe, what a weird place to record an album.
Yeah, it was kind of, we went and recorded it, like, I did it with my band and a very good friend who had a space in this studio. And he's actually here tonight in the audience, it's over here, Lucas producer. Laufen.
Yeah.
So he and I were down there, kind of haunted at times when you sort of go through the old basement alleys.
Yeah.
And
so the spirits of the Stasi are still there.
Well, I mean, the good thing about it is it's been kind of being pushed away by the art that is being made.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Also es ist ein ehemaliges Gebäude, in dem irgendwie Dinge getan wurden, die wir nicht gut heißen. Jetzt geschehen da Dinge, die wir sehr gut heißen. Es sind Studios drin, es macht Kunst, gibt es dort jede Menge Räume und dort hat er das Album produziert. Und wir werden Songs hören. We will mm-hmm. songs listen to songs on the album.
Mm-hmm.
Not on the album, you're singing them live, but
yes.
that are on the album. And we can announce some concerts.
Yes.
November 2nd, you play at Kalash.
Yes, in Moabit.
In Moabit, also am 2. November spielt er im Kalash, im Moabit Bar Projekt. Mm-hmm. Das ist in der Unionstraße
mm-hmm.
in Moabit. Und im November, falls Sie zufällig in Hamburg sind
yes.
oder uns in Hamburg hören jetzt gerade, am 29. November, you play in a church.
Yeah, I play in the Swedish church in Hamburg. It's a beautiful old building, close to where I live, actually.
Ah, so
it's very, very easy to get to for me.
Yeah, wonderful.
But I don't know about people from Berlin, but it's... 2 years ago, I played in the another church at the end of the year to mm-hmm. sort of celebrate the end of the year. And I found another venue. I booked one in this beautiful church. And
also die schwedische Kirche in Hamburg, wenn Sie zufällig da sind am 29. November.
Yeah.
So it's good to have you here tonight.
It's just to be here.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, also wir hören Songs von Glorious,
yes,
Glorious
Light.
Und er wird jetzt rübergehen. Musketeer ist bei uns, greift sich die Gitarre, spielt zwei Songs und dann spielt er nach 8:30 nochmal zwei Songs. Hier nochmal herzlich willkommen, Musketeer.
Danke. So the first song I will play to you is a song that's already released. And it's called Three Farmers on Their Way to a Dance. And it's about an old photograph taken by a German photographer in World War I. And his name was August Sander. And this photograph, if you don't know it, is a picture of these three men in a field in their finest evening wear, and they're going to a dance. And then later you see another photograph with these farmers, and they're wearing war uniform. So it's a kind of really starts off as a mildly happy song and then gets quite tragic. So it goes like this.
Trains. Here's your corn in a tin, is off to the trenches, man. Load them onto the train. Here's your corn in a tin, is off to the trenches. Load them onto the train. Here's your corn in a tin, is off to the trenches now. Load them onto the train. Left foot, right foot, left foot, and the right again. Left foot, right foot, left foot, and the right again.
Thank you. Thank you. Danke fürs Zuhören. That's a little bit of German there for you. Apparently, I never say the Z properly. It's a tss, tss. But I'm practicing. So I'm going to play you another song. It's actually a new song. It's not actually on the album, but it's going to be on the next one when I record it. It's called Transfiguration.
Split and I turn to you. You were
come out from the darkness? Have I come out from behind my eyes? 'Cause I never ever felt so bright, and I never ever felt so light. Dankeschön.
Musketeer.